Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host, Dee Boggetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Well, welcome, Bark Radio listeners. A little point before we get started talking with a wonderful guest today on Bark Radio. I'm standing in an airport. Terry, sorry about that. Couldn't be in the studio today.
No worries. I'm glad you can make it, though. I thought I was going to fly solo, no pun intended.
Seriously. So if you hear, gate announcements and such in the background, we apologize ahead of time. But you know what? We're just going to press on. So, Terry, why don't you introduce our guest?
Well, we have Bethany from ScanMyPetsPlease.com, and she's got a pretty cool product that I had a chance to look at. I don't know if you've seen them yet, Dee, but they're a real neat dog tag option. Welcome, Bethany.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be on today.
So tell our listeners a little bit about your dog tags and what makes them different from the old school engraved ones.
Well, that's great that you said it, an alternative to the engraved tags. That's exactly what we are. Our dog tags are laser engraved with a QR code on the tag. And for those that aren't familiar with what a QR code is it is similar to a barcode, and it can be scanned by any smartphone. So if you have an iPhone, a Droid, anything like that, it can actually scan with your phone, and it can pull up any information that you would like for it to pull up. And so what we have done is we have printed these QR codes on your dog tag, and that QR code is linked to an online profile that you set up through our website once you purchase a tag, and you can put any information you would like into that online profile. You can put a picture of your pet can go on there, your contact information, and then you can put as much or as little information you would like about your pet on there. You can put any special medical or dietary needs that your pet may have. You can list your shot records. All of that kind of information can go into your online profile. In the event that you lose your pet, then if anyone that finds your pet, they can scan that QR code on their tag and immediately have access to all of that information. So, you know, we have a lot of customers who maybe they have a dog that's diabetic, and if someone finds their dog in the event that they were lost, they would love for that person to know that their dog is diabetic until they're able to be contacted and get the dog back into their own care. So there's a lot of information that they can get immediately, the same type of information that they would get through a microchip, which we highly recommend microchipping and have the tag in addition to the microchip, because they do need to have a tag in addition to a microchip.
Okay, I think this is the coolest thing I've heard of recently. Bethany, I love your product. I've not seen it. I may have seen it briefly, Terry, but I want to get this for my dogs. And here's what went through my head when you were describing the kinds of information. Since you can put shot records and such on this thing, what I love is I work with service dogs. And so my clients travel all over the world with their dogs. Now, how cool to not have to take paper documentation of shot records.
Exactly.
Now
you
have them scannable. I love that. Terry,
and traveling too. Traveling too, you can to jump on the internet, you can make changes to your information on your tag. So, you know, a change of phone number, or you're going to be in a new location for a while, then you can add that information to your tag. And so if your dog were to get lost and someone finds it, they have instant access to that information. You can change the information on your profile as much as you want. Now, in addition to just the tag, what we also do is, it's actually the business is owned by me and then my good friend and business partner. Her name is Laura, and the two of us have gone into this together. And we are not just in it to sell the tags. We actually, our goal and our mission is to prevent pets from getting lost, and in the event that they get lost, to bring them home faster, as fast as we possibly can. So in addition to the tag itself, when you have a tag, if you were to lose your pet, you can log into your account and click Lost Pet Alert, and it's going to send us an email to let us know that your pet is missing. We will reach out to you and find out, and especially, like you said, if you've got, you know, if you're traveling, that kind of thing, let's say you lose your dog and you're on vacation or you're somewhere else, you can let us know that. We're going to contact local vets and shelters in the area of where your dog went missing to let them know that your pet is missing so they can be on the lookout for it to come in. And you can print lost pet flyers right from your profile. We're going to send out lost pet alerts through Twitter, through Facebook, to let our whole family of Scan My Pet Please tag owners know that your dog is missing. So we do everything that we can to try to help bring that pet home as quickly as possible to you. Wow.
That's really cool. I mean, that makes it a full service type product. It's, you know, the tag is neat, but then you add that in there and it makes it just that much better. I like that. I like that a lot.
Well, good.
I like and that
and that's no additional
cost. Oh, wow. And see, the thing is, Bethany, you guys really are looking out for the best interest of pet lovers, dog owners, and the dogs themselves because, you know, someone goes on vacation for 2 weeks and loses their dog and they're, you know, 1,000 miles from home.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness, to be able to just log on to your site, you know, and
right.
You be able to make those contacts for them in that area, that's brilliant.
Right.
Well, I really like
that. We actually have an app. We are working on an app now, so we have an app on the way where if you're in a park somewhere and your dog takes off and you can't catch them, then pull out the cell phone, click on the Scan My Pet Please app, and it's done. We know that it's missing. We send out the alerts when we get things rolling for you.
Wow.
So we do everything that we can to help bring that pet home safely.
Now, would you be able to do that? Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that you know, there's a lot of people out there that don't have smartphones yet. So in addition to just the QR code, we do have a toll-free number, and it's monitored 24 hours a day. And then also through our website, when you go to our website, there's a huge box that says found a pet. And so if someone doesn't have a smartphone, they can actually go to our website, or they can call our toll-free number and give us the tag number that's on the tag, and then we can also locate the owner as well. So there's more ways than just the QR code to be able to get access to that information.
Okay, so my question was, and that's excellent, because you're right, everyone does not have a smartphone. My question is this. I have a client in Madrid, Spain.
Mm-hmm.
Would this work for her?
Absolutely, absolutely. Ooh. The QR code is universal. They are used all over the world, and you just have to have a smartphone. So,
awesome.
I mean, to be able to scan the QR code. So it's not like, I know there's, you know, there are GPS systems and all for dogs, and we think those are great as well. We're not, you know, against any other means to keep your pet protected. But with the GPS trackers, you have to have a certain cell signal, and they're linked to certain cell phone companies. So if you're out of cell range, then it may not work, or they don't work internationally. But QR codes absolutely do.
Okay, Terry, I'm so glad you found Bethany and her business. I think this is just rocking.
Bethany found me. I can't take any credit for this. She said,
really?
You know, we got this.
I did. I had seen Bark Radio on the internet before. I had actually listened to a couple of the interviews and all online, and I thought, you know, I'm going to reach out to them and see if they've ever heard of this or seen this before.
I'm so glad that you did.
Well, thank you. Now, I do have to say, we also, in addition to our tags, we decided just about a month ago that we want to give back, and we want to reach out to nonprofit rescue groups, to shelters. I know you guys are heavily involved with a service dog organization, and so what we have done is we have started our $1 million mission, and we have just posted this on our website and let our Facebook users and all know about it about 2 weeks ago. But our goal, we don't know how long it's going to take, is to raise $1 million for shelters and nonprofit pet organizations across the country. And
you
so
go, girl.
what we're doing is we are letting these any humane society, pet rescue groups, things like that can get a promo code from us. We are going to post those promo codes along with a link to each one of these organizations' websites. A little bit of information about that organization is all going onto our donation page on our website. And then our customers when they come onto the website just to order a tag, can read about these different organizations, and at checkout, they can put in the promo code for whichever organization they choose, and part of the proceeds are going to go back to that organization. And then we also have organizations that we've assigned promo codes to. They're also advocating that promo code on their end. You know, Humane Societies are maybe putting our brochure with their promo code in adoption packets, or, you know, advertising the promo code as well. So their followers or their supporters can also come straight to our website to order a tag, knowing that part of the proceeds is going to go back to their organization.
That is awesome.
Wow.
Thank you for doing that for the you know, thousands of rescue groups out there that struggle every day. This will be
exactly.
One more way to get a few more dollars in to keep their mission going, and bless you for that.
Exactly.
Oh, and you know what? Carrie and I, we work with a number of rescue groups in our area, and we are going to let them know about you so they can get signed onto your site. I mean, this is brilliant.
All they have to do is just request a promo code and from us, and we have to get one short little form filled out just for tax purposes. And every month we go through and pull the list and tally up the promo codes for each individual organization, and we send them a check. And it feels great.
Awesome.
So we are a long way from $1 million since we've just started, but we hope to get there. So we'll see how long it takes.
It'll come. Once the word starts to get out, you'll have people lining up.
We hope that happens. And, you know, I said, how great will it be when we, you know, I can imagine the huge, you know, one of those lottery-sized checks when we're handing it to somebody saying, you know, this is the millionth dollar we've been able to give back. So,
and Bethany, what I get from you is such good energy, and that you and your partner, your hearts are in the right place. You're doing this not only as a business, but you're doing it and you're giving back. And if we all do that, it's going to help all of our dogs, all dogs everywhere, and the people who love
them. Exactly. Exactly.
So bravo, man.
Thank you.
I do have one more technical question. Is there an annual fee for this? Is some of the services I've seen they charge you?
No, there is not. The tags themselves retail for $19.99 on our website. And everything is included. There's no annual fees. There's no recurring fees. That tag is yours. The serial number that is printed on your tag, you now, you know, quote, own that serial number. You can go in and make changes as often as you would like. And you can actually transfer the tag. And that's a question that we've had come up. We've actually, you know, had someone call us or send us an email through our customer email address and say, you know, my dog passed away. And, what do I do with my tag? Well, it, you know, when the time is right and you replace that pet with a new pet, you can actually use that same tag and just redo the profile.
Nice.
So the tag is yours, and there's no additional cost once you've paid for the tag.
That's awesome. Now, what about replacement tags? So if my dog loses it, which happens, or if it gets damaged,
mm-hmm.
which sometimes, you know, after tag on tag rubbing, eventually you end up.
Exactly. Right. And these tags, like I said, they are laser engraved into an aluminum tag. So we've tested them. They are very durable, but they do come with a 1-year warranty. In the event that, you know, your tag does become scratched or damaged to the point that your QR code won't read, if it's within that first year, you just let us know and we'll send you a replacement tag. We will engrave your new tag with the same serial number. So there's nothing you have to do on your part except just put the new tag on the collar once you get it. You don't have to go in and create a new profile or anything like that. And then after 1 year, and the 1-year warranty is up, then if you need a new replacement tag, then it's just the cost of a new tag. It would be $19.99.
Okay.
Excellent.
All right, that's
tell our
cool.
listeners what your website is and how they can find you on the Internet.
Sure. Our website is scanmypetplease.com. Now, please, as far as our business name, is abbreviated to PLS, so it's scanmypetplease.com. If you actually type in the full word please, it will direct you to our website as well. But it's scanmypetplease.com. We have everything online as far as the different sizes and colors of tags that we offer. We do offer several different colors and two different sizes, a smaller tag and a larger tag. You can also see our donation page on our website. If you click donation program, you can see the groups that have already signed up with us. And if you put in one of those promo codes at checkout, then part of your purchase is going to go back to one of those groups. And then also, we do have a pet blog. We have a great blogger, and we have some great stories on there, and it goes everything from just, you know, funny, silly pet stories to more serious stories. We have a great one this week. It's actually, ironically, it's a story that we received from a customer who just received a psychiatric service dog. She's a disabled veteran and received a psychiatric service dog. And she shared her story with us, and we just started a blog. It's a two-part blog, and we are sharing her story. The first part of the story was this past week's blog, and the second half of the story will be in next week's blog. So I thought that was completely ironic that I had the interview with you guys today, and that's what our blog is about this week. So you can check that out as well. And we do a lot on Facebook as well. You can find us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/scanmypetplease. And we like to run pet photo contests. We do crazy things on Facebook. So find us on Facebook as well. We're always announcing anything new that's going on, and love to see pictures of your pets as well. So,
and you're on Twitter.
Yes, we are on Twitter. You can find us, again, at Scan My Pet Please. Find us on Twitter, and same thing, you know, we do a lot of the same things simultaneously with Facebook and Twitter, but you can find us on there as well. We'll do, you know, we have little contests and things like that going a pretty good bit at a time. So,
okay, so what we'll do when this goes up on live, what we will do is put all the links in, Bethany, so our followers, our listeners will be able to find your website, connect with you on Facebook, connect with you on Twitter. We want everyone to know about you guys. You got a really cool business, and you're doing great things for all of us.
Great. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for joining us today, and we will talk to you later.
Great. Thank you.
Take care, Bethany. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.